Overnight, Microsoft announced its next-generation games and entertainment console, Xbox One. And on the line to chat about what we can expect from the successor to the Xbox 360 console is Adam Pollington from Xbox Australia. G'day, Adam.
Hey, Andy. How's it going?
Excellent. It's been a very late night for you, but very exciting with the new console. Let's just quickly start off with the name, Xbox One, not the Xbox 720, as perhaps some people thought it might have been.
Yeah, that's correct. Xbox One is the official name. Really, it all evolves around being kind of all-in-one game, TV, and entertainment system for your home. So it is that one device that you need to deliver all of your gaming and entertainment needs.
Given it's been quite a few years since the Xbox 360 launched, I guess there'll be a major step up in terms of performance for the Xbox One.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're really stepping up the game in three main ways. With the Xbox One, we've designed it for a new generation of blockbuster games. You're going to see a huge lineup of amazing new titles landing on the Xbox One console. We also have designed the system for a new generation of TV and entertainment. So you're going to see things like Skype on the box, live TV, trending, Dranga, Xbox One, Channel Guide, The Works is coming. And then we've designed the system to really deliver games, TV and entertainment in a simple, instant and complete way. Whether that's using your voice, whether that's using peripherals like your mobile phone or your tablet through smart glass functionality, you can even turn on the Xbox with a simple phrase, Xbox on. So we're very excited about what Xbox One is going to deliver.
Something very interesting also I've noticed is now the new Xbox is moving to a Blu-ray disc format. So one step closer to the end for DVDs, I guess.
Sure. So we're obviously looking at what our customers are utilising in the way of TV and entertainment, and now, Blu-ray is obviously a format that they are utilising. So for us to be that all-in-one game TV and entertainment system in the home, we've ensured that Blu-ray is a piece of functionality that exists within Xbox One.
Okay. Also, I mean, I guess a lot of people for this new console are thinking about what games are going to be able to play. What's been announced in terms of what's coming up for the Xbox One?
So this morning we announced from Microsoft Game Studios 15 new exclusive titles for the Xbox One platform. Half of those will be the big blockbuster franchises that our customers know and love, and half of them will be brand new IP, which we expect to be the blockbusters of the future on this new generation console. What we've also seen is some big announcements from some of our third-party partners, such as EA and Activision. Announcements included Call of Duty Ghost, as well as new titles from EA Sports franchise. And I would just say, from a Microsoft standpoint, we're very excited about two titles that we did announce, one being Forza Motorsport 5, as well as a new IP, Quantum, which you'll see and hear more about as we approach E3.
Brilliant. Hey, Adam, you also touched just briefly on how TV viewing will be integrated into the Xbox One. Just give me some examples of how that might work.
Sure. Well, one of the pieces of functionality within Xbox One is a HDMI in input. And essentially what that enables is the ability to connect your TV, whether that be over the air, whether it be satellite or cable TV or internet TV, you can connect that through into the Xbox One console. And the benefit, of course, is that you can then access both the services that the Xbox One delivers, as well as being able to instantly jump between live television. So if, for example, I know me personally, I really enjoy multiplayer gaming. So if I'm playing a game of Call of Duty Ghosts, for example, whilst I'm waiting in that matchmaking lobby for other players to join, I can just snap live TV to the side of my screen and watch that until Xbox One notifies me that that game is ready to be played, and I can instantly then jump back into that other experience.
Oh, brilliant. Nothing worse than waiting in a queue in the game lobby, hey?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, looking back at, I guess, the current generation of consoles, how much life is left in the Xbox 360? And I also, am I correct in saying there's no backwards compatibility to Xbox 360 games?
Yeah, so you are correct on that one. We did announce that, Xbox One is designed to play an entirely new generation of games and really leverage that new hardware, the new software tools, and also the power of the cloud, which is, a huge benefit of the Xbox One console. But without a doubt, we'll continue to support the Xbox 360 system with a host of new titles that we'll be launching on the platform, as well as new Xbox Live services and updates. So you can expect to see Xbox 360 and Xbox One ranged alongside each other for many years to come.
Great. And finally, I guess the big questions, when might we see Xbox One launched in Australia and at what price?
So we've got no local announcements to make specifically at this time, but what we can say is that we are launching Xbox One in a number of markets later this year. So stay tuned for more details.
Brilliant. Adam Pollington from Xbox Australia. We'll stay tuned for more, absolutely. And thanks for coming on Tech Daily.
Thanks so much, Andy. Cheers.